This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the first day of the new year, our New Year's Day show here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from White Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, we certainly appreciate everything that you are doing, and thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to go over to our friend, the professor of politics in California, and we still got the people up on the port, so here we go. Good morning, Kyle Warren, and Happy New Year in California.
Thank you, Captain, and Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to you. 2022 is finally here.
All right, and I think you've got a parlay over there of adventurers that want to say something.
That's right, I sure do, Captain. I've got my family here, and they have a message for America.
Happy New Year!
That's
there they
great.
Are.
That's yep. great. All right, that's great, and thank you very much. And let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And because it is New Year's and because I can only get to do this once a year, here we go.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. And here's a hand, my trusty friend, that gives a hand to thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne.
For old lang syne, my dear,
for old lang syne, We'll take a cup of kindness yet for all Lang Syne.
All righty, now that is the group, and if those voices sounded familiar to you, Kyle, some of those were the backup singers on Lee Greenwood's God Bless America when he did the remake of that.
Oh, very nice. Very
so, and this is a group of journeyman singers that sing back up behind some other groups called Home Free. And that was really very nice.
Yeah, that was a good sound to it.
Yeah, I appreciated that, the way they did that. That's really, really high quality. Okay, we got a caller on the line, but we're going to, well, no, we got enough time. Okay, caller, go ahead. It's Mike in Clearwater. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Captain. Happy New Year, Kyle. I meant to talk about this after it happened, but then I forgot about it, so I'll bring it up now. When the young lady, the police officer in Minnesota, it was absolutely disgusting to see Keith Ellison get up there and the tone of his speech and talking about, oh, well, you know, we're going to ask for enhanced charges and we're going to put her in prison for the longest amount of time. That was an accident. That lady is not a monster. She unfortunately grabbed the wrong instrument, and yet he made her out to be some kind of a monster and this and that. You know, should she go to prison? Absolutely. Unfortunately, a life was lost. But it's not, you know, she didn't do anything egregious. That putting her in jail for 20, 30, what, however many
Mark,
years.
Mark, you got 30 seconds.
Right, so... The law, assault on law enforcement continues. What do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right, well, Kyle, we're going to have to answer that after the break. But she did. She was a training officer, amongst other things. she should have known. And why, for God's sake, she had her taser right beside her pistol?
That is a central question.
The majority of the officers that I've seen, especially since that incident, do not have their taser directly adjacent to their pistol. They have it on the other side of their belt.
Right, presumably for that very reason.
Correct.
Yeah.
If they're right-handed, they have their pistol on the right side and their taser on the left side.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
And I've been noticing that.
Well, precisely, but, you know, what Mike is talking about, of course, yeah, I don't think that she meant to do something wrong, but
no.
She was responsible.
No, but she set herself up for failure by doing that. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along here during the overnight hours. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warner, professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Already I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And I've had a lot of people, when I run into them, say, does that Relief Factor really work? And if so, what's it cost after you have the 3-week quick start? Well, two things. Number one, it works. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And then it does go up in price. I'm not really sure what the price goes up to, so I'm not going to say anything. I'll let the company say that because I don't want to say the wrong price. But if you pay $19.95 for 3 weeks, and now you're talking a month, do the math. It's obviously got to go up. So there you go. But the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain is where you go. There's no clubs to join, none of that sort of stuff. So forget about that nonsense. And it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Plain and simple. Gets you started, and then you go from there. Now, it's 100% drug-free, number one. And Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that run Relief Factor, have done their very best to produce a good, high-quality product that is drug-free, that will help people with their pain and their discomfort that they have because of the 4 ingredients that are in it, the drug-free ingredients that go right straight to the problem and solve the problem. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are the ingredients that help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. And it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with the problem that you've got. It will also go right straight to the source. That's what it does for me. That's what it'll do for you. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Get it started. See what it does, because all you have to lose is pain. And isn't that right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. So now, here we go. When we talked about the drug the other day for the oral pill that Pfizer put out. Remember we talked about that?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And we talked about the problems that they were already having with it?
Right.
That it was interacting with other drugs, and it was creating a bad aura, if you will. I'm using a term maybe I shouldn't be using. But what the problem was is it wasn't interacting with some of the statins and some of the blood pressure drugs and all that sort of stuff. It was causing problems to where the drugs themselves that were supposed to lower people's blood pressure and all that weren't working effectively, and it was not helping. It was hurting the situation, remember?
Well, sure, yeah. That can't happen if you got to control blood pressure.
No. So Pfizer's antiviral oral drug, which was developed to treat the COVID-19, we found out it can, in fact, cause severe or even life-threatening effects when used with common medications, including some of the anticoagulants, some antidepressants, and some of the cholesterol-lowering statins. Now, this is the FDA saying this, so they're advising people, don't take this.
Right, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And again, it was in the test phase. It wasn't put out there that there was A-OK to go or anything like that.
Right.
It was merely in the test phase, so I guess this is to be expected.
Well, any kind of drug interaction, you know, is not totally known. I mean, this is why they have it takes a long, long time to try to get things approved because of this kind of idea. But we're continue to be in what is essentially an emergency situation trying to help people. But you're right. Once they start figuring this thing out, they have to go back to the drawing board, as it were.
Now, an interesting statistic was produced yesterday. Don't know why it was put out, but we did hear from the DOJ, and they put out a press release, and in it they said more than 725 people have been arrested in all of the 50 states on federal charges stemming from violence that erupted at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. Leading to some 165 people to already plead guilty, mostly to misdemeanor charges. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice, some of these charges were trespass, entering secure areas where they weren't supposed to be, and that sort of thing.
Well, right, and of course that was what was happening on that day on January 6th. The Capitol building and so forth. That is the people's house, but there are rules, and you cannot simply go in at any time, and especially disrupt any kind of procedure that's happening in that building.
And see, that's the reason that they were charged was because they shut down what they were doing that day in the Congress, which was to ratify the Electoral College. And by doing that, that created the problem that got them arrested.
Well, certainly. And one would think, Captain, of course, you know, this is never the way that we approach anything here in our country. There's a process that plays out. That's why we have order in this country. You can't simply go in and try to intimidate people in any way, shape, or form. That's not our way.
No, not at all. And it's not done yet. It's still got stuff that has to be rendered, if you will. Now, the cruise ship industry has learned a very painful but valuable lesson after bowing to Joe Biden and agreeing with all the stuff that he threw out there so that they could get back on the waters and sail again. Now they're being they're finding out that Joe Biden's word meant nothing because of the breakout of the Omicron virus on these ships. Where they're calling it, oh, we've got a massive COVID outbreak, and they're bringing the ships back in. And the CDC actually told people yesterday, don't get on a cruise ship.
That's right. And what happened as a result of that, of course, there's been some 5,000 recorded cases just in the recent days.
Sure.
Among all the different cruise ships that they're monitoring, and it's at least 88 that have had some kind of case aboard. But you're right. And what happened after that, of course, was the stocks began to slip a little bit. The cruise ship association folks tried to hit back pretty hard, saying, look, they take all these precautions, et cetera. But because of the flight problems, and also because of testing. So, because if you want to get on a cruise ship, you're going to have to test, I think, at least 24 hours in advance to have a negative test.
Right.
Well, if you get a positive test, obviously...
You have to show them that negative test, or you have to show them your vaccine card with the test.
Exactly right. Then once you get on the ship, I think they test in different ways as well, which could end up, if you meet the criteria, being confined or, you know, quarantined, basically. But it's just been a real blow to the cruise ship industry. But the issue with the Omicron, though, of course, is that it does spread rapidly. It does seem to be very contagious in that sense, even though the symptoms are more mild. But the cruise ship industry, as well as other industries, are, I think, throwing up their hands at some point, saying, you know, when's the other shoe going to drop? It looks like the other shoe is dropping.
Yeah. Well, in the next segment leading up to the Trucker Sideway and Bible Report, Kyle and I are going to give you 8 political predictions that are going to rock 2022. If any of these come true, or if some of them, not all of them, come true, but it's something we're going to throw out there and let you hear and let you see what you think about it. But I'll tell you, Kyle, we heard the discussion yesterday tossed out there about Michelle Obama possibly getting into the race, being drafted into the race to go up against Donald Trump in 2024. We heard that.
Well, sure. And, of course, what they're doing right now, Captain, is, I mean, they're looking at anything that they think would be a game changer. Popularity-wise, Michelle Obama would come in with a great big amount of popularity. There's no doubt about it. But where would she be on policy? How would she talk about policy? How would she be able to garner votes? And especially at a time when it seems like, oh, here comes more of the same. You want a similar kind of Obama?
It would be more of the same.
Exactly. It would still be a tough sell.
Right.
It wouldn't be a slam dunk. That's for sure. Because of what the Democrats have done over the last 12 months almost, what they have done is they've ruined everything. That's the scientific term, I think. And people just have had enough, and they don't want to have any inkling of trying to go back to the same.
It would give them one more crack at making this into a socialist country and changing everything over, because they want to go after the Constitution and a few other things, too. It will give them another opportunity. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with that and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fast-moving wildfire spread by high winds has torched Boulder County, Colorado. Thousands of people escaped by running for their lives. Officials say it's very fortunate only minor injuries have been reported so far.
We still have no reports of casualties or fatalities. The one missing person we had last night has been accounted for and is well. So that's awesome news, and actually, I think, given the events that we had yesterday, pretty miraculous.
Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley. 90% of Boulder County is currently in severe or extreme drought. Forecasters say they haven't had a substantial rainfall since last summer. Officials say all missing persons have been accounted for, and reported injuries at this time are at least 7. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Yes, sir. Mark Walters will be around Sunday night with the Monster Cast at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. And, of course, his daily defense show is on during the week, 4 p.m. in the afternoon on many of these same stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has unleashed all of the different products and reduced prices even below what they were because he's trying to clean things out and get things started for the new year. He's got some new products coming in, and he's going to be getting rid of a lot of the supply that he has here, and he's lowered the prices even below where they were before. So you can go to the website, MyPillow.com. You can take a look and see what's there on the home page, as well as going to the Radio Listener Specials page, where there's around 150 items that have been marked down, in some cases as much as 75%. Now, these prices are all available because it says enter your promo code. Well, your promo code is always going to be the word Captain. The word Captain as the promo code gets you the reduced prices. So, the phone number, if, by the way, if you want to call because you don't want to get on the internet, is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. But it's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there, check it out, and you'll see what I'm talking about with the reduced prices, and away we go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have 8 political predictions that are going to rock 2022 that we're going to start with. Number one, I believe, and I think you might agree, don't know how strongly, but there is a huge red wave coming this year that will give the GOP a net gain of at least 30 seats. Some people are saying 60 seats or more. Okay, maybe, maybe not. Depends on what happens. And wipe out the Democrats' majority in states across the Union.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tidal red wave, and it could be upwards of 60. 30 is a good starting place there, obviously, for the prediction, but we'll see how it goes. The Democrats have a lot of time, Captain, to continue doing what they're doing.
And for the people listening to me in New York, if you want to get rid of that governor who's not an elected governor or an appointed governor because of the succession, she was a lieutenant governor, if you want to get rid of that governor you got, you can start with the state assembly and vote the bums out. Now, every once in a while, solid blue states will see the once sacred Democratic office holders defeated. I believe this is going to be the year because of the people that have been caged up, that are sick and tired of this. The people have been told, well, now it's okay, you can come out because we solved everything, and then it was all clamped down again. And the big thing also is the schools. Some of these blue states, some of these blue cities have shut down the schools again, and they're back to virtual learning.
And we know, Captain, that the virtual learning
doesn't work.
That's right. It is absolute zero for these kids. They lose their way, and it's very terrible.
Yep. Now, add to this the retirements of Democrats from Congress, which is about 23 from the House of Representatives and growing. And that tells me that they're going to do very well, the Republicans, that is.
Yes.
Now, we can expect to see some small, and we'll call them earthquakes, from the January 6th committee report, because the Democrats are trying to get anything they can out there, anything at all, to go after individuals, especially Donald Trump, and make it look like, well, they knew, or they were communication, and they directed, and they this, but it's going to fall flat in his face because it's not true, and they can't concoct it because it's not there to concoct.
Well, what they will rely on is...
And by the way, they caught Adam Schiff, I might add, with making up text messages.
Right. Well, they have to rely on stuff like that. They have to rely on simply repeating in the media or from politicians the same thing. And they think, well, if as long as they yell it loud enough and consistently enough, it will take on a life of its own.
And if you're a defending attorney and you come up and they start talking about text messages, all you got to do is bring up Adam Schiff and what he did. They're done.
Well, certainly. Certainly. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work out well because facts are those stubborn things.
Now, here's item number three. Donald Trump will not decide on 2024 and 2022. He will wait until early in 2023, maybe even the spring, to decide whether or not he's going to run for president because he wants to keep this in suspense as long as he can.
Well, that's actually the best thing for him to do, either way, because the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, they'll continue to fall over themselves trying to figure out what their strategy is going to be and who's going to be their standard bearer. They're going to eat each other alive before Trump ever gets in the race.
Now, here's the other big thing. The Supreme Court is going to keep Roe v. Wade, but they're going to modify what they're going to keep.
Very possible, yes.
Mm-hmm. The High Court is expected to render its ruling this summer on the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization case, which is centered around a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks. And something will be changed, but it's not going to be eliminating the entire bill to begin with. It'll still be kept, let's see, for the mother's health, probably.
Yeah, it's very possible, but in the aftermath of that, that's where I'm, and I pray I'm wrong. I don't want to see any kind of big problem across the country. Yeah.
Now, here's the big thing when you talk about Supreme Court. Justice Breyer, Stephen Breyer, who's 83, is being pushed into retirement. Well, he's going to retire this coming year, I do believe. And when he retires, that means there'll be an opening. Now, we've also heard some grumblings from Justice Sotomayor, and she has acted like as if maybe she's had enough. Now, she's only 67, but she suffers from type 1 diabetes and is not in the best of health and is having some problems.
Yes, that's true. So one will see if they want to try to give Biden, a couple of...
He'll get one for sure.
Yes, exactly.
But that still won't change the balance of the court. However, it will make John Roberts more important than ever again.
Well, certainly. Mm-hmm. And Roberts seems to have bounced a couple of different ways here.
Now, on all these probes that are going on around Donald Trump, the January 6th committee and the Manhattan District Attorney and the Georgia Attorney General and all the stuff we've been hearing about, Donald Trump will finally, once and for all, prevail.
Very possible. We're still in uncharted waters here.
I know.
Yeah, and they're trying everything they can because they know it. They have to beat Trump again, and this is one of the ways they're trying to do it before he would ever make a decision whether or not he's going to run again.
Now, here's an interesting one. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia will, in fact, back a scaled-down Build Back Better bill with higher taxes because he wants to get rid of the Trump tax cuts, number one. And number two, he wants certain things taken out of the Build Back Better and have the bill chopped up, and they will do that for him, and he will vote for it as a result.
Well, we'll see. It depends on how much fence spending can be done, but if I was Joe Manchin, I would be pretty offended about how they treated him.
And finally, Kamala Harris is going to resign next year. She's going to resign after the Democrats get beat in November, and everybody's going to turn around, and they're going to start talking about, well, you know, Harris is awful, and Biden's... That's going to be the stumbling block, and because she's been withering and her relentless criticism for her lack of competence, highly visible failures in her role as Biden's second-in-command, she's going to be the person that's going to take the axe and watch and see.
Well, this has always been hers to lose or to mess up, and she's done an outstanding job of doing that, it seems. She had a real opportunity here, and unfortunately, Captain, I think she's shown that she can't be the standard bearer. I don't see how any of this is recoverable.
So as they say in the business, that's my story. And I'm sticking to it.
Right. Well, was it Yogi Berra who said predictions are always hard, especially about the future, something like that?
No, he said it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Oh, okay. but predictions are hard, especially about the future. And where we're sitting right now on January the 1st, things could be very different by the time we get to the time of the election in November.
Yes, they could. And we're going to have to take a long look at the weather here when we come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, because we've got an area of severe thunderstorms, flooding, and a tornado watch directly over right now where the tornadoes hit a couple of weeks ago in Kentucky.
That's right. And the double whammy is just unthinkable at this point. It's folks there have suffered quite a lot already.
Yep. And we still got a tornado watch all through that area as well as across much of Tennessee, I-40. All the way across, let's see, to Nashville and beyond over to the east, we have a tornado watch. And all across the southern part of Kentucky right now and in the northeastern corner of Arkansas. So we'll get into that when we come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by your pilot in Flying J Truck Stops, which is not a bad idea if you're running out of hours for some time or something like that. Pull on in there and take yourself a break. That's a great place to do it. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
$100 bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. But I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and blinking. parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse.
Alrighty, that's Megan Rich, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. John Rich was on Fox last night on the New Year's show from Nashville, and he played that song. And I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Kyle, you go ahead and give us the weather out west, and we got plenty of stuff over my way.
You certainly do, Captain. So we're going to give you a quick overview of what's happening out west right now. Of course, we're tracking continued rain and sleet in the Flagstaff area. So you're coming across I-40. If you're heading towards Gallup, you're going to be going through this pretty much the entire way with a little bit of let up. But as you start to approach Albuquerque, you're going to get back into it again. It also tracks up Interstate 25 up through southern Colorado, through Trinidad, up through Pueblo, Fountain, all the way to Colorado Springs. Snowing right now in Denver, so giving some respite and some help to putting out those fires and making it such that they're not going to continue to spread. But you've definitely got winter storm warnings, avalanche warnings coming out west along I-70. Also, Interstate 15, all through Utah, you've got winter weather advisories there. Same goes for up near Idaho Falls on Interstate 15. Wind chill factors continue in Montana. Winter storm watch east of Seattle, moving all the way down through central Oregon, past Portland, to northern California. But also, Captain, we've got some wind advisories, looks like, out in the high desert of southern California. But the Rose Parade is on for this morning.
Yay!
January 1st. It was canceled last year, and I'm glad to say that Pasadena is forecast to be 60 degrees and sunny, so you'll be able to watch the Rose Parade.
And we want to see you waving at us.
Right. Well, yeah. If you're there, they've got a lot. They will have people there, but they will have to have masks on. But it's good to have the Rose Parade back.
All righty. Here we go. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. Coldest weather so far of the winter season in those areas. Bring it on down to the northern part of Nebraska, the northern part of Iowa. Very cold temperatures there as well. Below there, along I-80, along I-90. Over to the east as you get over into Wisconsin and Chicago and over towards Indiana. You've got snow, a snowstorm coming that way, major snowstorm. I-70, snow across through Kansas City, across towards St. Louis. It's changing. The weather's changing over. It's getting colder. And right now, folks, in the areas that had the tornadoes a couple of weeks ago, we've got some real serious weather. We have severe thunderstorms. We have flooding going on. We have a tornado watch all across that area. And I certainly hope that those people are not getting inundated the way it looks like on the weather map, because I'm not hearing any reports at the moment. Most of the state of Tennessee, from Nashville west to Memphis, all the way over into Arkansas, northeastern corner of Arkansas, almost all the way to Little Rock, is under a tornado watch right now. Flood warnings, heavy flood warnings across Arkansas, up to Russellville, Arkansas, on an angle, and then again the storms go over into Kentucky and the southern part of Indiana, it looks like, following the same route as what happened a couple weeks ago. Now, we've got snow in Michigan, I-94 almost all the way to Detroit right now, I-90 over into Indiana, over about halfway across Indiana on the toll road. We've got snow tonight in upstate New York, Buffalo over to Oswego, and then it skipjacks over to about Tug Hill and goes Tug Hill north up to the Canadian line, and we've got snow all the way across the Adirondacks. Right now, up around Messina and Ogdensburg, we have a winter storm warning, which means that they're going to get dumped down up there. Snow in Vermont, snow in northern New Hampshire, snow in northern Maine. We've got fog and rain down along I-95 from Bangor all the way down to Cape Cod. We've got some rain and fog mix around Long Island, down around New York City. We'll be there later if it's not already there now. And then on down towards Cape Hatteras, windy conditions. And fog is kicked up again in New York State. I'm sorry, in Florida, we have got fog all the way from the Tampa I-4 corridor in Orlando north up to Lake City again and across I-10. And we've got a frost warning. Here we go. Texas, all the way from Houston to the Mexican line down there, the Mexican border. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, and Happy New Year to everybody.
You betcha. And thanks for the gang chiming in there a little while ago.
Our pleasure.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he had the whole crew there come in and say Happy New Year to us. All right. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy, happy, happy. You know, I just talked about the weather, and I will talk about it with you right now for a reason. Those areas 2 weeks ago that had those horrible tornadoes, we've got really serious bad weather in that area tonight.
Mm-hmm. I know. They can't get a break, can they?
No, and there are tornado watches. There is a severe thunderstorm warning right now over that area, a flood warning over that area. Tornado watches through most of Tennessee and that whole portion of Kentucky where they had the storms before, and it's just it's just really a shame. And I certainly hope they're okay. Then we got a winter storm which is striking Denver right now, which is going to knock out the fires altogether. Thank you very much for that. But the weather's going from warm to cold to lots of snow, and then we got this big time cold front in the northern part of the country just in time to make lives miserable as people start going back to work.
Well, it is winter, so I mean,
global warming, climate change.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, they'll say that.
Sure.
Yeah, they'll say that. I'm not gonna, but they'll say that. Okay, well, we are going to be talking about some stuff on the other side of the break when we come back, folks. And, of course, Betty White died. She's somebody that a lot of you are very familiar with. She's kind of like America's grandma. And then, of course, the fires in Colorado, that's kind of dwindled down. But we're going to be talking about what the Democrats have been up to here because you can't go anywhere and not find out something about AOC. And guess where she was yesterday, Denise?
Miami.
With her boyfriend. She's got a new boyfriend. I never saw him before.
I wouldn't call him a boyfriend, but all right.
She certainly was with him, but anyway, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, this show is all about we the people, and we the people are the ones that rule the roost if we just think about it and just get it done. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.